coming up on Only a Game. An American makes his case for running with the Bulls in Pamplona, and he should know. He's done it more than 70 times. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I'm happy for him, but that strikes me as one of the right up there with living with the Grizzly Bears. That strikes me as really a dangerous way to live your life.
Yeah, I can't argue that it's not dangerous. Sports on Earth presented their inaugural This Week's Greatest Athlete Award to Carly Lloyd, who had three goals against Japan in the Women's World Cup final on Sunday evening. Good choice?
Yeah, I mean, if we're doing this every week, absolutely. Nobody had a better week than Carly Lloyd did. I kept looking down during that game, and every time I looked up, the Americans had scored again. It was strange. I'm not used to that in a soccer game.
No, it's not usually a danger with soccer. FIFA brought the hammer down on one of the association's former executives this week. Chuck Blazer, whose testimony helped the U.S. indict a passel of FIFA's finest, has been banned for life from taking part in any aspect of soccer. Gee, FIFA, talk about a sore loser.
I mean, this is a scapegoat who, by the way, actually looks like a scapegoat.
An escaped goat,
why are they being mean to Santa Claus, I thought. But I guarantee you this is the first of many bans for life.
NBA free agent DeAndre Jordan had a verbal agreement to sign a maximum deal with the Dallas Mavericks. He reneged on that deal and re-signed with the LA Clippers. Mavericks forward Chandler Parsons accused Jordan of being scared. Scared of what, exactly?
I love this story because it's actually human drama. The NBA has this very weird thing in its collective bargaining agreement where you can agree to a deal, but you have an 8-day window on which you can change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
This guy took advantage of the 8-day window to change his mind. I would offer Mark Cuban the great advice that the great basketball coach, the late Abe Lemons, once gave me. Verbal commitments aren't worth the paper they're printed on.
Do you have any idea what the Clippers did to win Jordan?
They locked him in his house until they wouldn't let him go until he re-signed.
That worked. Good. Okay.
But there was like tweeting and emoji flying and Paul Pierce trying to be a child of the cyber age that went horribly wrong. It was great.
On Wednesday, the Spurs announced that Manu Ginobili would not be relocating after 13 years in San Antonio. I'm guessing the signing of LaMarcus Aldridge and the re-signing of Kawhi Leonard helped make that decision.
Boy, the Spurs just don't make mistakes. It's very, very strange. They get the one free agent they want. They don't lose any pieces that they want to keep. And they convince Manu Ginobili to come back because of what the front office has already done.
Charlie, Kenny Stabler passed away on Wednesday. The former Raiders quarterback played 15 seasons. He passed for over 27,000 yards. He was a four-time Pro Bowler and led the Raiders to a Super Bowl win back in 1977. Any connections with the Snake?
No, just to watch him play the game, he was an extraordinary passer, a much better pure passer than Joe Namath was, to name another guy from the University of Alabama. And kudos to Ken Stabler and his family. They have donated his brain and spinal cord to the Chronic Traumatic Encephalopathy Center right down the street here at BU and to Ann McKee's ongoing study to what football does to people. So good on him.
The MLB All-Star Game will take place Tuesday in Cincinnati, and Commissioner Rob Manfred has given Pete Rose permission to be on the field as part of a promotion that honors the four players fans think had the biggest impact on each of the league's 30 teams. Rose is hoping it doesn't end there.
No, he's wide open to almost anything, he says. Of course, there was the recent revelation of the file that somehow got leaked from the original investigation that showed he actually did bet on baseball while he was playing. I don't know. I mean, it's Cincinnati. There's absolutely no reason for Pete Rose not to be there. Who knows where this will lead?
Last week, we discussed a sandwich at a Long Island deli named for Mets pitcher Steven Matz, who visited the deli and failed to order the sandwich that was named after him. This week, Matz is in the news because a muscle tear will keep him off the mound for about 3 weeks. Do you suppose there's any connection between
maybe
them?
Well, now he can go try the sandwich. Now he can go try the sandwich.
That's
the thing. He's got some idle time.
Eat whatever he wants.
Absolutely.
Yeah. After losing to Serena Williams at Wimbledon on Tuesday, Victoria Azarenka was asked by reporters about the loud noises during the match as she and her opponent hit the ball. She was outraged. She expressed dismay over the question. She said, "Rafael Nadal grunts more loudly." Is there a gender double standard when it comes to tennis grunting?
There probably is. I don't care. Victoria Azarenka did nothing but prove that she's nothing but another entitled tennis twit.
You know, that last one sounded like the beginning of a James Brown song.
Good God. Take it to the bridge.
And finally, Charlie, Jaguar a major sponsor of Wimbledon, surprised two Wimbledon fans with a free ride to a match. The fans were startled to discover they were familiar with the driver.
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm very well.
What's going on?
We're good.
I hear it's
how are you?
Tom and...
Tom, not Tom. Yeah, Nick. Nice to meet you.
Nick.
And Nick.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
I wonder if you hopped into a cab and the driver turned out to be John McEnroe, what would you say to him?
I'd say, hello, John, and sit back quietly and hope to God that no cab cut him off while he was driving. You cannot be serious!
I was going to say, you wouldn't be tempted to say you cannot be serious, or are you incompetent, or something along those lines? Just out of curiosity, who would be your first choice if you could be driven somewhere, anywhere, by an athlete-turned-chauffeur?
I think it would probably be Bill Lee, because I can picture myself on a boat on a river with Tangerine Dreams and Marmalade's guys. Mm.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and of course he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
I knew you were going to do that again.